With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An illegal Guatemalan immigrant is charged with first-degree murder for torching a woman on a Brooklyn subway train. He's been identified as 33-year-old Sebastian Cepeda Khalil. ICE officials say he was detained and deported after crossing the border in Arizona in 2018. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the two were riding the same train Sunday morning without any interaction. When the train ended its run, Tisch says the suspect walked up to the sleeping woman, poured flammable liquid over her, and set her clothes on fire with a lighter. He then is seen in video sitting on a bench watching the victim burn to death. He then walked over and fanned the flames on the victim. Bystanders did nothing. Israel is acknowledging its involvement in the death of a terrorist Hamas official.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel did assassinate Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Amazon Teamsters Union strike expanding just ahead of the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. Drivers are protesting at Amazon delivery stations in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, San Francisco, and Southern California. Amazon says it's only about 1% of its workforce. They say the strike has not disrupted operations. This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports that the final piece exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. A party store is calling it quits.
Party City says it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter some 700 stores nationwide. For nearly 40 years, people flocked to Party City for Halloween costumes, children's birthday parties, and decorations for New Year's Eve, and has been facing growing competition from Walmart and Target. Jason Walker reporting.
Century-owned department store Nordstrom has agreed to be acquired and taken private by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group in a $6.2 billion deal. Nordstrom's board of directors unanimously approved the proposed transaction, while Eric and Pete Nordstrom, part of the Nordstrom family taking over the company, recused themselves from voting. More details at srnnews.com.